And now,
Capital 263.
Welcome, welcome to Nayana and the other guys. This is the second take, guys. It's a stress to make this work, but I finally got it, so I'm happy. It is your girl Skittles, and yeah, the quiet one in the group, but she's apparently leading the show today, so it's a glorious occasion. Yes!
Very glorious.
Anyway, and today I have the lovely gentleman. I don't know if I should call you a gentleman, but anyway,
I will be kind to you today. Okay.
Nigel!
Yep. Hello, with, Skittles.
With your very weird nickname.
What?
Your nickname, Nigel.
What is it about my nickname?
It makes me cringe.
Why?
I'm sorry.
No,
probably I've not met romantic people in my life, or...
Mm-hmm.
Or...
I think it does something else to you.
No, it doesn't, Nigel.
Well, can I say it out?
What does it do to me?
No. Allow me to just say out
okay,
my nickname.
Okay, fine. You go ahead. I'm going to be kind
Ladies
today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the name is NTK, a.k.a. Mr. Sweet in the Flesh. It's good to be back.
You sound like a radio.
I missed saying that.
You should walk around saying it with your friends, you know. It's actually great.
Why? No. Skittles, I've got a theory.
What's your theory?
My nickname actually makes you... Never mind.
See, this is why I hate this guy. He doesn't finish his sentences. Yep. Number one.
She hates me. Well, it's a love hate relationship, guys. You've just got to understand that. But it's good to be back in the studio. Skittles,
where have you been, Nigel?
I've been.
I'm very
doing,
angry right now.
You know what? I've been doing a lot of Kupiti Kids. Yep, you're professional. Your own professional Kupiti Kids. So, guys, if you've got a wedding coming up, I'm your guy.
Do you charge?
Well, it depends. It depends, really.
How much would you charge me, like, to just get you on my bridal team?
Well, I would charge you in kind, so we'd have to negotiate.
I am getting married, Nigel.
So?
Respect my soon-to-be husband.
I know. But what's so bad with paying me in kind? You could pay me Manuchu for kind. Yeah, so...
No, you gotta do it.
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on to about a week ago.
Sure,
that was
sure,
enough.
Sure. Anyway, guys, it's been a while. It feels actually great to be back on the show.
Yay, we have Nigel, but please
be
consistent. We love you here.
100% consistency from Mr. Sweet, the most romantic black man in sub-Saharan Africa.
Oh. Yeah, right. Please, let's move on.
Yeah. Pagay pa.
Mm-hmm.
About a week ago,
All right. So today on About a Week Ago.
About a week ago.
Yeah. So there was chaos in Parliament this past week.
Yebo.
When Justice Malabo was, I think he was in... What do they call... What's the word for it? I don't know. It has lost me.
I think he wanted to conduct a vote.
Was it a vote? No.
Yeah.
Was it a vote?
Yeah.
I thought it was... What's the thing?
For the Speaker of Parliament.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
Yeah, they wanted to conduct the vote for the Speaker of Parliament.
Serious?
Yeah.
And then that happened.
Yeah.
So there was a video going around about this issue.
Yeah.
And I... You know what? When I first saw it, I thought, this is a lie. This is not happening. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why people need to act that way for them to be heard, though.
Well, I'm not saying I condone what was done, but I'm just looking at this from a perspective of not just the Zimbabwean context.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've seen parliamentarians acting
wild and all that. Kenya, for example, that did happen in
the
Kenya.
UK.
One. Yeah.
So I'm not so sure if it's something that we should say permissible, but it's happening. So
yeah,
it's happening. Can we trust these people? I think that's the question that you wanted to ask.
That's the question I wanted to. Can we trust these people to lead us when they are doing such stuff? Because
I don't think there's any correlation between being rowdy or being vocal about your opinions in a different way and service delivery. or delivering on your election
promises. So you were saying, basically,
I'm saying that we shouldn't be able to, we shouldn't judge
them, based on that one act.
Exactly. What counts at the end of the day is action. We're not talking about what they say, because you know what? There are people who could say positive things, like, in a very positive way, but still not deliver. So that's not going to give us any bread on the table.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You shut me up, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's not the only time when I shut you up.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Oh, sorry.
Ah, Nigel, what the hell? Did you say that? Like, sorry. Guys, he doesn't shut me up. He's just being weird. Anyway, the second thing is, bread price just went up today.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go into the shops to check. That's the thing. But I'm assuming that did happen.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
The baker then sent out a memo to the trade.
Oh. I am confused about one thing. Is it only Bakersin that's saying this?
So,
whereas Proton is okay.
So the memo that was circulating on social media was from Bakersin. Is Proton gonna follow suit? Is Lobel's gonna follow suit? I don't know. Or probably it has. I don't know. But then, so the question you asked is, are these?
Is it a reminiscent of 2008 coming?
Look, to be honest with you, I think basic prices for
everything, they have risen.
So bread was one of those commodities lagging behind for a very long time. I mean, flour can aga kuira 4 times, 5 times, and why are we expecting bread not to go up?
Because it's bread, it's the basic thing that doesn't need to go up.
But the flour, which makes the basic thing, has also gone up for a while now, and why aren't we expecting a rise in the prices as well?
I'm not saying I do not expect the price in rising, but then I am scared for my life right now.
Why?
Because I'm thinking, okay, fine, if things go up like that, then we are going to get... Wow, okay, fine, continue.
I've shut you up again.
Okay. All I'm saying is, I am scared for my life.
I don't want 2008. I think what it simply means is that we've got an inflation
on our hands.
We do. Like, I think we've had inflation on the high for a while now. It's been on the rise and it's been slowly creeping in, and that's what I think it means. Is it necessary for bread prices to go up? Look, I mean, business as well. You need to make profit from this. So they are 100% justified, but we've got an inflation on the rise. That's what we need to curb right now.
And do you think our government will curb this inflation, though?
You know what? That's a totally different discussion, because apparently you gave them the mandate. So, amen.
I'm a very pessimistic person. I don't want to lie. I see things just going left already.
Pagaipa.
You're going to see. The
outlook
worst
at the
thing
moment
is
as bleak as ever. But, I mean, it can only get better from here. I don't see getting any worse.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Is it going to get better after 5 years?
Oh, you foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? Faith, be a woman of faith. I want to see that faith in you. I told myself today, but anyway, what? You've stirred something in my spirit. Anyway.
You're making yourself look good, and do I appreciate this? I don't think
I do.
You
love the bad boy in me. Anyway,
I do not love anything about you.
Okay, let's talk about the mock
inauguration.
Exactly.
Guys.
So, of course, unfortunately, cholera, yet Kanganisra inauguration. But what are your thoughts on that?
I don't see the point of it.
Why
would you want a mock inauguration? Honestly, he's taking a playbook from Kenya.
Obviously.
Because he was advised Kenyans.
There's been a Kenyan script from the
I know, right? When I read it, I was like,
But maybe there's something we're not seeing. I don't know.
Like what? What does he possibly need to gain from a mock inauguration and dub himself the people's president? We get it probably
I will just hope and trust that he's got a plan or he's got a motive behind this. Of course, currently angu andiskuyona, but you know what? I will not judge. I think he's learned enough.
He knows what he's doing.
He's got a plan. I don't know.
I would appreciate him more. I'm out of the loop on this one. Has he actually participated in alleviating the cholera thing?
Well, he's visited.
I'm not talking about visiting.
No. Okay, so what do you want him? What role are you expecting him to play right now? By the way, we're the people who've always been saying that the MDC alliance is broke. What role are we expecting him to play?
Yeah, exactly. Then again, it just goes left again.
They currently don't have
money.
The keys to the resources. Mm-hmm. So what do we expect? Are we not expecting too much from them? Just a question to put out there.
Yeah, there's also that to think about. That probably I know that
Charles Wendy, the MP for KwaZana, has been doing some community mobilization and information dissemination on how to prevent cholera and what to do in the case of cases being reported.
Yeah.
So I think that's as far as they can get, advocacy and information dissemination. But I don't know. Because you're not the first person I've heard
don't
ask this
say
question.
That, right?
But then I've always asked this question, what you want them to do? Do you have a source which you know they've got resources from? I don't know. So the question will always come
I think
back
it
to
comes
resources.
From the fact that he, besides him touting that, oh, I know I have the British people or whoever, people from outside who will fund me
but if I'm president. But they're not in power. The condition was if I get into power. And I'm not saying that was true. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that was true. I know that there were contradictions in terms of statements by the two parties, but at the end of the day, do you feel that they have the resources to be channeling towards the cholera epidemic? That's what we should be asking ourselves.
I guess the best thing they can do, like what you said, what Wendy was doing was... Is it Wendy or Minde?
Wendy.
Fine, thank you.
Honorable Wendy. Honorable Chowton Wendy.
I think community mobilization is the best thing they can do.
Yeah.
And awareness, like everybody else is.
Show that you are leading from the front and show that you are doing something even though you don't have resources.
At least you are acting.
And I think this is the time when these MPs should come out, you know. We should have more of these things being done.
There are not many people doing that.
They should come out. This is the time when we want to see, you know, we know that you don't have the resources, but 2023,
please, most of them will probably do that.
Exactly.
I feel like we should hold them accountable to all this.
Yeah, we should. It's high time we emphasize on accountability. My city councils, my councillors, I know that there are a lot of backroom squabbles between like who leads local government.
Exactly, because I honestly don't know as
well.
But
in your capacity as a councillor, I want to see you. Let it be up to me. Okay, you know what? I really feel that you are being stifled. Development is being stifled because of this party or because of local government. But ndakuona. So ndakuona. Otherwise, local government elections because it doesn't make a difference.
They won't do that because there is going to be incentive for it.
So I want to see them playing their part and letting the local government aspect overshadow their efforts. But okay, you know what? These guys actually have a plan in place. That's what I want to see going forward.
Yeah, and on that note, we move to...
We're still on another note, got the cholera fund.
No, we're going to talk about it on the hashtags. Because it was initially just put on Twitter, so I was like, hashtags, cool. Here we go.
Totally awesome.
Okay. On hashtagzone.com.
Wait a minute. What do you never what?
I would never date you, Nigel.
Why?
Because you're not my type.
Hey. Yeah, these things being publicly declared on Erica.
It's not like, you know what? It's not like
Skittles, you know the truth. You know the truth.
Hey, what's the truth?
You know the truth.
What's the truth? Tell us the truth, Mr. Nigel.
The truth. Okay, anyway, I didn't zoom the truth later on air, but
we can do whatever the shit we want, you know. If we ever have a kid, please give him a name. I will be proud, not 263. As in, get a nickname. So, Mr. Sweet.
Talk on audio 263.
Well, are you a celebrity? Because American celebrities have this type of audio thing going on. They give the most atrocious names.
No. Don't worry. Mr. Sweet.
I guess there's a ghost walking around, a girl, and the kid is going to come from that ghost, not me.
Guys, we're making a baby today.
No, we're not. No, we're not. Absolutely not.
Sorry.
Anyway, so crowdfunding for cholera. So here's the thing. The finance minister decided, you know what? Let's crowdfund to alleviate this, to fight cholera. And people flipped on Twitter.
Yeah.
So they were mad.
Yeah.
I was mad too.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they recently bought cars. New cars. Expensive cars for these MPs to that probably them. Will not do anything
we're
for the
buying,
5 years.
Buying cars, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, why do you want me to give you money to fight for something that obviously you could have taken money from that and put it to fight cholera?
True.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. Also, there's tax. Mm-hmm. Aren't people being taxed? Where's the tax going to? Honestly, they decided, you know what? We're going to give you cars.
Yeah.
But I don't know what you're going to do about these dying people.
So you know what? I get the frustrations of people. I think that it was just exacerbated by the chartered plane.
Oh, and then there was that too.
Yeah.
There were three things that they did in there.
How much did it cost? 1 million.
Yeah.
So apparently there's statements released those funds were from well wishers. But then there's also a statement which has been raised by people, an argument which has been raised by other people.
Mm.
They're like, okay, so why can't those same well wishers intervene in the cholera epidemic? Let's have them contribute something.
No well wisher would do it twice
I guess the response would be, Atudzire, well wisher, which you want to contribute. But I really feel that the problem here is that we have sort of misdirected priorities.
It seems so.
I think that's the outcry. That's where that's the source of outcry amongst people. They just feel that, okay, we've got funds to buy each other cars. And obviously these people we're buying cars for already have cars. So it's just a matter of renewing their cars. But we've got more pressing issues which deserve the money, lots of money. So what are we doing?
Also, written in the, I don't know, in whatever document they have that when you're an MP, you're guaranteed a car?
Well, I think it's policy. I think that should be policy. But you know what? Policy, as we say, these people are servants of the people. They should have a heart, especially in times like, you know, I think the problem with Zimbabwe is that we have to be able to separate our financial policy from politics. We have to take those turn measures, those turn cuts, and stop being too political and too, you know, I want to please Ningi. We have to take these turn measures if we're going to go somewhere. And I think this is where people have been questioning whether Mthuli Ncube will be successful.
Why? Because, isn't he has a very glorious CV
but all that. But I think the issue is, will the government or the body he is in allow him to separate politics and
just doing and the basic need
the
of
basic financial policy.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Which needs to be implemented. Like, will they give him the space? Or will he end up being, okay, you know what, there's this policy, but because we've also got to look at that side of the political perspective, let's try to come up with a hybrid. And it won't be as effective as it should be, because he's had to compromise.
I get that, but then back to, I get it.
In
the sense
but he has
is he going to work?
He has all,
he has all that, but
I think he does instill confidence in people. So I think that's the, because
does
if
I have no confidence in him.
So listen, if you look at the past, I know that we're in a new dispensation.
Yeah.
We're under President Mnangagwa. But when we were under President Mugabe, Patrick Chinamasa could have some actually sensible suggestions, like cutting down government spending, like no bonuses for civil servants. But from a populist perspective, a populist policy, the president would just say
no.
But who says civil servants are not getting bonuses? But we have to come to a point where we take these stern measures as a country for the greater benefit tomorrow. So that's the question. Are we able to forgo these nitty-gritty pleasures of today and look forward to tomorrow?
I don't think so.
That's what we need to ask ourselves as a nation.
Already.
Have we developed past that stage?
This is just great evidence that we cannot.
But let's give the guy a chance. I mean, let's give President Mnangagwa
a chance. I am giving him a chance. Yeah. For this, I was on the fence. I was like, okay, fine. They bought the cars.
But I do get the point. Like, we need to have... We need to prioritize. We need to start taking these. It starts from these things. We need to start asking ourselves the tough questions, the difficult things. Yeah, what do we want to achieve at the end of the day? Yeah.
It's a shame, honestly. But for the crowdfunding thing, I thought probably it's a good thing, because at the end of the day, people are going to benefit either way.
Yeah, you know what? Look,
so
I just said, if you want to fund it, go ahead. If you don't, cool.
Okay. Would it have been different if, let's say, he wasn't the one who said, you know what, government is crowdfunding. It was some other person who came up and said, you know what, we are crowdfunding for this.
It would.
So now it's just the case of the government saying that is a problem to us.
Because they have money, not to say that they've got enough money, but they have money which they have directed to seemingly
something else,
less important things.
And it just became a nightmare. Mm. Okay, I just pray God helps us. That's all I can say. Mm. Because it seems like it's going to be a tough road for us.
Let's wait and see. Time will tell, honestly.
Mm-hmm. And next, what do we have? My favorite section. The one I come alive on.
There. Her engine, Zedu.
Filling station. Welcome to the filling station. I can't do a sexy voice, guys.
Fair by engine.
Like, it's a mess. I have a very deep voice. I understand, and it's a disaster. But anyway, welcome to the filling station. And before we get into it, Nigel, how is your love life?
My love life is like Urwona, that speaker, Urwona Iru. The speaker, Remumzebe Maku, Pama earphones. Let's not talk about my love life.
I knew Nigel is the guy that does not answer questions when it comes to his love life. I don't know why.
Why?
It's like you are hiding something. Do you know what my friend said about you? No, you don't know him. So I was telling him about all the Nayonai guys, right? I was like, oh, there's Nigel, there's Ningi, there's Ningi. Then I was explaining your characters to him. And he was like, Nigel sounds like he has a girlfriend that he doesn't want anyone to know.
Why?
I have no idea. I was like, why do you say that? It's because he's dodgy.
Well, being dodgy doesn't mean I've got something to hide.
It means you have something to hide. Why would you be dodgy if you don't have anything?
I'm not dodgy. I'm not.
That's what he said. It wasn't my opinion. I'm just putting it out there.
Was it a he or a she, Taura Chokwan?
A he.
It wasn't. It was a she.
No, it was a he, actually. It was a he.
He, whoever you are. You were he. You were wrong. Nigel is an open book.
I beg to differ.
Don't give me that look.
I do beg to differ, Nigel.
Differ, Jinzo.
I mean, like I said, I just asked you something. You could have said, oh no, it's as horrible as ever.
You want to know my love
not
life?
There.
I've just given you a typical illustration. It's like the bloody headphones you're wearing right now.
Yeah, if anyone needs to, I don't know, interpret this for me.
Oh, did I say bloody? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, bloody headphones. If anyone needs to interpret this, please do for me, because I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
How's your love life? Fair.
It's... Why did you have to turn the question to me? I was fine being the curator, not being asked these things.
How's your love life?
It's not there.
She's dodgy.
No, I'm not. Why am I dodgy? I don't have a boyfriend. I don't have anyone. I'm not talking to anyone.
You're not in a situationship?
No, I'm not. I removed myself.
FWBs?
No, I'm not. I'm clean these days. Very clean. Like a saint.
Just like me. Saint. I'm a saint.
I do not believe that.
I'm a saint. Shunundir Wadza. It actually pains me at times.
Do you want to be a bad boy?
Yeah.
Why?
Because my name is Mr. Sweet.
Those things, you carry a lot of baggage with being a bad boy, though.
Don't worry, I've got a lot of baggage already, so...
So you might as well just add on the pile and...
Of course, it's already full.
You
I'm joking,
men.
I'm joking, I'm joking, I'm
you
joking.
You men are weird, that's all I'm saying.
I'm joking.
Anyway, yeah. Our filling station is from courtesy of Nyasha. Thank you very much for this. Dating, and it says, dating outside your race ain't an issue, but acting gassed like you have upgraded is a form of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, no one cares, and it just sheds light on your insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a reply. White people do this to seem woke. Brown people do it to seem elevated. What do you think about that reply? In fact, no, I don't want to phrase it like that. Do you think us as brown people or black, we date to white people to get elevated?
So I think it reveals a lot of social dynamics which are not spoken about on a daily basis. Do you know that there are people, or the majority of us, to a certain extent, we still feel as if a white person is superior? Do you know that?
Yes, I do. At one point, I felt like that as well.
Exactly. If a white person were to enter here today, I'm not saying this is how we would react.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know that society, us brown people, we tend to attach a certain level of value to these white people. It's not their fault. It's not our fault. I think it's...
Isn't it because of colonization?
I don't even think it's about colonization, because you were born way, way after colonization.
No, but then... Okay. True,
Maybe it's because seeing people, the older people, when you were growing up, mm-hmm. obviously, you saw people acting in a certain way towards the white people. Like people who created the foundation for who you are today.
Yeah.
So if you were seeing those people
and they were sort of
way,
like zero worshipping these white people,
exactly,
then it becomes
like
natural
to
me.
Exactly. But the point is, with all due respect, I've often said this, you know, at times a white person does come through and I'm like, why the hell did I just act like that, you know?
Because it's just in you, like,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Like, it's just
so I think
something.
That it then cascades even to the issue we're talking about. Naturally, you don't want to seem as if you have upgraded, but it just ends up seeming as if you've made an upgrade. If I were to go with a white girl to my friend's house today,
mm-hmm.
trust me,
they would be you would be a boss.
I wouldn't even have to sort of like. Elevate myself. They would elevate me. This is how I see it.
I don't want to lie. It sounds pathetic.
But it's
but
reality.
But you're doing it.
Like if you were to date a white guy today, just be honest. Like, okay.
Yeah, I'm dating a white guy.
Let's not think in silos. Let's think like out of the box.
Box.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Wouldn't you have the tiniest feeling that, you know what? I'm actually dating a white guy.
I would.
Yeah.
I honestly think I would. But I don't think in that context that I've elevated myself.
No,
There's a part of me that is just offside.
The point is the fact that you're like, I'm actually dating a white guy. You know.
Yeah. It's sort of a shock.
It starts from that point, and your friends are the same people who will be like, Skittles is dating a white guy.
And then they're like, oh, my God.
And they've elevated you.
Yeah.
And you, who are you not to feel elevated if your friends are elevating you?
You should give yourself the humble, people.
No, I don't know. It's just something when it comes to white people, us brown people, we've just got this. It's not an inferiority complex, but...
It's just there. Do you think when a white guy dates, for example... me, right? Mm. Does he feel less?
I don't. So I think it's because
does it
it's
have
different
an reverse effect?
A white guy is dating you from a position of societal privilege. In quotes,
I can
in
do
quotes.
It.
Like he can, he cannot. Like he's dating you from a. He's got the privilege already. So in society, so it can either be. Ah, okay, it's a downgrade.
Yeah, or it's, you know what, it's whatever.
It's whatever.
Do we need to unwire ourselves not to think like this?
I think our only hope is in the next generation.
I don't think they're any different.
But so long as we keep... And I think it's...
Or we should teach them that, you know what, there's no... I don't know! Like, because honestly...
But here's the thing. I honestly feel that it's different when... a kid goes to probably the UK at the age of 3 years,
yeah.
And then ends up marrying someone when he or she is 27, 28. In that instance,
yeah.
Because that child has grown in the society.
He doesn't care about whatever.
Exactly, because everywhere he or she looks, there's a white person, you know, and it's so natural to them. So
I guess it's
I feel
the place
there's a difference between someone who's doing this interracial
relationship
in Zim or in a black society,
uh-huh.
predominantly black society, and someone who not only is doing it in a predominantly white society, but who has actually grown up in that predominantly white society, because there's a difference.
Yeah, there's a very big difference.
If I were to go to the UK today and I end up hooking up with a white lady, I would still feel
like you have elevated
like
yourself.
Exactly.
And
because it wasn't as natural and as, you know, yeah.
Also, I guess that's just how society is like, mm-hmm. because at one point, it seems like there's a trend in Hollywood where most black men are married to white women.
Yeah,
and people were like, yo, what are you doing? You need to go for the black, you know, women. But The other thing that someone said, which was very interesting, was black women don't stay around to see you grind and hustle. They want you when you are made. And I'm like,
let's take a chip from Hollywood. I don't think so.
Like, really?
You know what? I think it goes down to personality.
Than how black you are and how white you are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Nigel, where can people get you? On social media.
Okay. The Twitter handle is... What's my Twitter? Nigel TK.
You actually forgot your Twitter handle.
Yeah, Nigel TK.
Are you not Mr. on Twitter Sweet? These days?
Nah.
But, yeah, I noticed.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, but I'm back. I'm back because I'm here, so I'm back. It's NTK on Instagram. Yep, follow your boy. Say hi. NTK, a.k.a. You can finish it off.
What am I supposed to finish now?
You don't, Mr. Sweet.
I don't want to do that.
Eater.
Okay, you're creeping me out, honestly.
She's lying. You should see how she's looking at me.
No one can see this, so I might be looking at you with eyes of passion or eyes of wanting to kill you.
No, eyes of wanting to... Insert emoji.
Okay, that's just
the licking
disgusting emoji. Yeah. Okay, let's not go there.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us today. No, you can find me on... She's Skittles. I don't know why I just took a pause.
Because you'd forgotten.
I did forget it.
Did I make you forget?
I was actually thinking...
When I was looking into your eyes.
Okay, this is becoming too awkward. If I had a boyfriend, I would be killed today.
Yeah, it's true in the studio, by the way. We're just the two of us.
Apparently, there's going to be a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank you for joining us, guys.
Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter, Noob Nation.
Yep.
Join us in the Facebook group, Noob Nation. And follow the rest of the guys that are not here. I don't think we should insert them because, well, they're not here.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thank you for listening, guys. It's been an amazing time. We hope to get your feedback and we hope to see you or talk to you wherever.
On the socials, you know.
Coolies.
Bye. We out.
That's a wrap. And now.